1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah through the will of Elohim, and Sosthenes our brother. To the assembly of Elohim which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in the Messiah Yeshua, called to be saints, with all who in every place call upon the name of Yeshua the Messiah our Master, both theirs and ours. Grace be to you, and peace from Elohim our Father, and from the Master Yeshua the Messiah. I thank my Elohim always on your behalf, for the grace of Elohim which is given to you by Yeshua the Messiah. That in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Even as the testimony of the Messiah was confirmed in you. So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Who will also confirm you to the end, so that you may be blameless in the day of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Elohim is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son Yeshua the Messiah our Master. Now I pray you, brothers, by the name of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brothers, by those who are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that each of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of the Messiah. Is the Messiah divided? Was Paul nailed to the torture stake for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank Elohim that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius. Lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For the Messiah has not sent me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the torture stake of the Messiah should be made of no effect. For the preaching of the torture stake is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who are saved, it is the power of Elohim. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has Elohim not made the wisdom of this world foolish? For when in the wisdom of Elohim the world by wisdom did not know Elohim, it pleased Elohim by the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach the Messiah nailed to the torture stake, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, the Messiah the power of Elohim and the wisdom of Elohim. Because the foolishness of Elohim is wiser than men, and the weakness of Elohim is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brothers, that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But Elohim has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and Elohim has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And Elohim has chosen the base things of the world, the things which are despised, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, so that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in the Messiah Yeshua, who from Elohim is made to us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So that, according as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in Yeshua.